Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump has taken a personal interest in the growing homeless population in California, mostly using the issue as a way to hammer California's Democratic leaders. But the president has asked for a plan to crack down on homelessness in California, and the White House is reportedly ready to roll out that plan next week. Reverend Andy Bales is the CEO of the Union Rescue Mission on Skid Row. He has been advising the Trump administration on the homelessness issue. Reverend Bales, do you know what this White House plan that is apparently rolling out next week is going to be?
I don't know. I suspect and hope and believe and perceive what it might be, but I do not definitely know. It's very unpredictable.
Okay, so you've been advising, though. What have you told them that your hopes are?
Well, as many know, I've been crying out for a FEMA-like, Red Cross-like response to the disaster of leaving 44,000 people on the streets to be devastated by prolonged homelessness. And my hope is that they're going to come and they're going to provide some land to some faith-based groups who will work at not only immediately sheltering people and perhaps sprung structures, microfiber structures that can be quickly put up. They're waterproof, they're heated and air-conditioned and safe and 24/7, 365 shelter, and that we're going to move toward both sheltering and recovery and away from permanent supportive housing that costs $600,000 per unit per person and takes too long to build.
Right. Have you had direct meetings with the president?
No, I have not had any direct meetings with the president. I met with four gentlemen from HUD, and then I met with 15 officials from every department of the White House and gave them a tour of Skid Row. And I've since had some follow up.
Okay, so do you get the sense that they are empathetic to the problem? What kind of feedback have you been getting?
They have been empathetic from the beginning. They've been focused on relieving people who are devastated from homelessness, providing shelter to people who've been left out on the streets and suffering. And they're interested in doing good. They've made it very clear. The folks I've dealt with, including Ben Carson, have made it very clear they're not into the political aspect of this. They're into bringing relief to the people who are suffering on the streets. And I would say also to the housed people who are facing the growing difficulty when so many Angelenos are left on the streets. The Angelenos left on the streets are suffering the most, but also all Angelenos are facing the consequences of what happens to a city when you leave people on the streets to be devastated physically and mentally by homelessness. So I'm hopeful. Maybe I'm too optimistic, but I'm hopeful that I don't get any indication that there's going to be any kind of sweep. And I've had...
Well, on that note, because I just want to pick up what you said a second ago, there are the criticisms out there, A, that the White House is trying to score some political points here, and B, that the police could be used, that there would be like a roundup. What do you say when you hear people say those things?
Well, if it's political reasoning to come and rescue 44,000 people from living on the streets, then good riddance, right? Because whatever the reasons, whatever the motivation, if we actually do help the people on the streets, that would be a good thing. And where would we take anybody? If there's a sweep, where in the world would anybody be taken? We have to create places to take people, and that's the problem right now in Los Angeles. We do not have anywhere to take people who want to seek shelter. You have to create the shelter first, and then you'll have a place to take people. But that's what I'm hoping, is that we create the places to go, and we do it in a big way, not in a pilot program. And I've pushed back. We don't need any more pilot programs. We need to treat this like the FEMA, like Red Cross, like National Guard-like disaster that it is and get people off the streets. And the reason I'm glad about the shift, and you know there's a man who was reported, this man was pushed out of office. Well, what I understand is he's a staunch supporter of the permanent housing harm reduction model, which means very expensive, take too long to build housing as the solution for homelessness. And when you leave so many people on the streets and you focus all the resources on a few while you leave the many on the streets, those many left on the streets become tomorrow's chronic homeless people. So we've actually multiplied street homelessness exponentially by focusing on a few and leaving the many on the streets. So
all right, Reverend Andy Bales, running out of time here, but CEO of the Union Rescue Mission there on Skid Row. Reverend, thanks for your thoughts. Thanks for your time.